My pleasure speaking with Texas businessman Ryan Binkley, one of the candidates for Republican GOP presidential nomination coming up in January. Ryan, welcome to Webster City.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you. And hello, everyone. It's great to be right here in Webster City.
Let's find a little bit about yourself. I did a little reading about you before we started, but for those not familiar, let's find out about the Ryan Binkley story.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm a businessman and I'm a pastor. My wife and I have been married for 24 years. We have 5 kids. My business is mergers and acquisitions. It's a growth consulting as well as wealth management. So we have about 400 employees across 16 offices, and our business is helping people grow their business, sell their business. It's an economic side of life that I'm familiar with, and then I'm also a pastor, so we help people find their purpose in Christ, and so that's part of our mission as well that we do. And I'm running for president because our country's in trouble. Right now, our country's never been more divided than it is right now in my lifetime. And we're at a place right now economically where we're really broken. So I see an economic revival that's needed and a spiritual revival that's needed here in America. And that's what I want to help lead.
What have you been hearing in your visits across Iowa the last few weeks, Ryan?
Well, a lot of people are concerned right away about the economy, not just the stock market because they see that, but really the cost of everything. You know, cars are 30% higher than they were just 20 months ago. Anything auto-related, rent is about 20% higher. A lot of people can't afford basic things. College students coming out of college right now can't afford an apartment, can't afford a car, going back to home, live with parents. So this wasn't the financial independent dream they had, or job market's tough. And so people are struggling and they're really concerned about the debt we have. And so we're talking about that and some real solutions behind it.
And the big question is, you have competition about 12 other candidates for the GOP. Why should people support you for the caucus coming up in January?
Well, I'm really sharing a brand new vision for the Republican Party entirely. And so there's many great candidates, but my vision is quite a bit different because I believe it's time that we reach and expand our party into another segment. Right now, we only won 46% of the vote in the last 2 elections for the presidential election. It's time for us to get more than 46%. We have to go beyond that. We lost 46 of the top 50 cities in the last election, meaning urban America is not listening to us. So my plan is a little bit different. First of all, economic-wise, we have an economic plan to balance the budget, save our economy for the next generation. We have a whole plan to de-socialize healthcare, to reduce healthcare costs across our country. And then we're coming up with some common sense plans for urban America. We want to start job training in urban America, a volunteer movement for kids, a reform education. And then lastly is really a different thing than us, is that I'm the only Republican candidate calling for a comprehensive plan for the border crisis that we have today. And I'm recommending the Dignity Act. I'm standing with that because it's time that we do something permanent for our border.
And you've got more trips to Iowa coming soon.
Oh, absolutely. We are going to hit all 99 counties, and we'll probably hit them by the end of September. So we will hit many counties twice. And it's been great to share with Iowa just a new vision, seeing a new day ahead, that we can end the divisive politics that we have and actually solve problems together. You know, it was Ronald Reagan that got 59% of the vote in his second election, but he did so by connecting the people. We have some big problems. Republicans can't solve them on our own. We have to end the war, I would call it. Start uniting together. We have some big problems that we all share. These are not Republican or Democratic issues. These are American issues. Our budget, healthcare, the border, education crisis that we have, job crisis that we have in urban America, and I've got a plan for them. So you can check it out at Binkley2024.com and learn more, but it's great to share our story.
Ryan Binkley, Texas businessman and one of the candidates running for the GOP in January's Iowa caucuses. Again, thanks for joining us and welcome to Webster City.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you.